gentlemen, boys and girls, come on back. Our next to last band is ready, hot, and ready to bring us a set. Since 1998, the Badly Bent have been in Durango, a cornerstone of the bluegrass scene. People have come and gone and gone and come back again and come around, and we are so glad that their sound has never, ever left us down. I want you to welcome Pat, Cindy, I want you to win Jim, and Fred's new back here, and Mark. They're going to bring to the stage that good old Badly Bent sound, so give them the best welcome you can think of. Come on! The Badly Bent!
Sadness lies by your soul.
How y'all doing?
How y'all doing?
Times I picked myself up off the floor, rode the wave on freight trains, had to sleep out in the rain. I traveled down this lonesome road before. As a young man, I left my home in Georgia, heading out to seek fortune and fame. Unaware of temptation there before me, all too soon I learned to play the devil's game. Drinking whiskey came too easy, and for a while it satisfied my urge wrong. And here I am now back out on the highway, headed nowhere, broken, all alone. I've traveled down this lonesome road before, many times I picked myself up off the floor. Rode the wave of freight trains, had to sleep out in the rain. I've traveled down this lonesome road before.
This is just some humble beginnings of something really big. So, Huey Mesa, what a beautiful place.
And just remember, in a few years, you'll be able to say, you were here first.
Hi, Ralph.
Hi, Carly. sounded real. That's the best we've ever done that.
Fancy.
Let's do it like, you know, like that.
I got it,
yeah.
I don't even know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
When I heard you speak, felt that rumble underneath my seat. I knew I'd bought myself a first class seat on the blue train. I knew you'd wink and leave me flat. Saw it coming, but I turned my back.
Song that Claire Lynch wrote. It's kind of a little bit of a departure from traditional bluegrass. Right?
That's right.
And
I saw you do.
Anyway, it's real, real fun to do. It's called Jealousy.
Yeah.
strike a match, light a fire, glowing flames of love, desire, Montero.
Good one. Thanks so much. I think that's a Mark original. Olive or Twist.
Never know what we're doing.
One, two, three.
First songs we ever did, that was on the opening song of our first CD, to this is the newest song we've been doing. Spanning, folks, 17 years. With some of the original members down here in the audience, make sure you thank them.
Bruce Alsop?
Pray for me that I remember the words, okay? Because you know I'm so bad about that.
sunset, everybody. Bobby Bat's going to be singing when that sun goes over the mountain. Here we go. Rock on.
And that's our sponsor. Hairdresser to the star, to the bluegrass stars.
Can you tell?
It's been a while for me. Thank you.
thanks. That was a song called Salt Spring by John Reichman. Many of us were down at the festival last weekend in Flagstaff. Anybody else there? Man, what an amazing weekend that was. So Ricky Skaggs, the infamous String Dusters, Mountain Heart. I mean, it was an amazing lineup, but the picking in the campground was untouched. Here's a little song I wrote. If you've ever seen the train going up the valley, there's one of the engines is called the 482, and they made a video about that, and I just had to write a song. It's called the old 482. Notice this, folks, something tuning to a banjo.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
I hope somebody got a picture of that.
Mark Epstein wrote that.
We're going to do a couple more songs for you and then get out of the way for Running Out of Road. Finalists in the Telluride contest this year. That was awesome. Thanks to Jeff, wherever you are, for doing sound. Sounds awesome up here. You guys ought to give him a big round. Thanks to the Meltdown Board for putting this together. Big thanks to my buddy Mark Katz. How cool is this? So we play two kinds of music. We play fast and half-fast. And we're going to start with a half-assed song.
You got it.
Shotgun down the avalanche.
again, folks, Cindy Troutman, vocals and fiddle. Pat Dressen, guitar. Jim Stanley on bass. Jim just moved here, and we're so happy to have him. Fred Heffler on mandolin, and he's not moved here. He drove up here from Prescott, Arizona to play this with us today. Of course, he's got a load of stuff to take back with him, but I'm going to leave you with a song that was kind of a traditional badly bent ending song.
I think he's already got a trunk full of weed.
No. And so we used to do this song a lot on the end, and this song is called The Remington Ride.
Okay, let's turn the ring. Let's smoke. Let's go.
Thank you. the Badly Bent, ladies and gentlemen. Pretty much bluegrass royalty to me. I don't know how many of you guys have been around Durango for 15, 20 years, but you've seen these guys a few times. So do you want to hear one more from the Badly Bent? We got Pat Dressen on guitar. Sandy Troutman on fiddle. Mark Epstein on the mandolin. Oh yeah, that's right. Mark Epstein on the banjo, dang. Sorry, buddy. Fred Hemplin on the mandolin. And Jim Stanley on the bass. Let's hear it one more time for the Badly Bent. Thank you very much, people.
Thank you very, very much. We are honored to play in front of this crowd. We get to play a lot of places, but there's nothing more exciting than playing in front of your hometown.
Thank you.
The Badly Bent, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, well, right on. All right, thanks to Pat on the guitar, Cindy on the fiddle, Mark on the banjo. I said mandolin, I don't know, that's some kind of weird tick I have. And Fred on the mandolin and Jim on the bass. The Badly Bent. Let's hear it one more time for the Badly Bent. Bluegrass royalty, in my opinion.